Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. Yes, a little bit later, you're like, wait a minute, where's Jared? He is on vacation, and it will be Jake Lyman and Derek Mason coming up at 3 o'clock, going 3 to 6. So we're keeping things going here on this Tuesday, and Jared will be back in the saddle on Friday. But I'm excited for the rest of the week. We'll be back in our normal slot with an extra hour, 9 to noon. DVD will go noon to 3, and tomorrow afternoon, because I just love chaos, and I know you do too, I'm letting Rex Road and Kuharski take over Jared's show,
so that should be
a lot of fun.
So is that 3 hours or four?
Three to six.
Okay.
Yeah, three hours. So that will be a lot of fun. But earlier today on Robbie and Rex Road, Adam Kaplan, who's a longtime NFL insider, SiriusXM, has covered the league, was on with them, and I thought there was a lot of stuff they covered with Cam Ward and all of that, that I thought this question really stood out to me and pay attention to what he said about Amy being patient when it comes to this rebuild.
Do you believe that she's going to have enough patience to go through the necessary process here of building this roster?
All right, there's a lot to unpack here, okay? I know where I was when Robinson was let go. I was shocked. Because, as you know, she extended his contract, I believe, in February of that year and then fired him in October.
Yep.
That's unheard of. This is my 27th year of covering the NFL. I've had a lot of crazy text messages. I got a lot of, like, what are they doing in Tennessee, you know, for personnel people who are shocked by it? So that goes to your point. She's very unpredictable, but I'll say this much. You can't say that she's not willing to pay personnel executives. Let me just explain kind of what's happened here. So you know about Chad Brinker and his promotion to president of football operations. He's an overseer. Mike Briganti won 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs. He's the general manager. Dave Ziegler he's their assistant GM, won 3 rings with the Patriots. Dan Sagnew, the VP of player personnel, who's, by the way, really talented. I know that he didn't win a lot there, but from what I'm told, he's really good. Reggie McKenzie, who I mentioned, who's the football advisor, right? Former Raiders GM, won a Super Bowl as a personnel executive with the Packers. Scott Cohen, who is John Harbaugh's right-hand man for 9 seasons with the Ravens. He's the director of strategy now for the Titans, who won a lot with the Eagles and Ravens. So here's the thing, guys. They got a lot of guys who have won before. If these guys could get along and they're allowed to do their job without interference from the owner, there's a chance this thing gets turned around a lot faster than maybe I thought or you guys thought. And by the way, not that they're going to make the playoffs this year, but you saw what happened with the Commanders last season. You get an elite quarterback. No one saw it coming what the Commanders did last season. Let's be honest about it.
Okay. So, as he said to start that, there is a lot to unpack there. Number one, I don't think this team – he's not what the Commanders got, and this isn't the Commanders. I think he's right in saying not that he thinks they're going to make the playoffs. But I do find it interesting with all the people that have been put in the front office, and there's a lot, and sometimes you can have too many cooks in the kitchen, but these guys have done a lot of winning in their previous stops. He said it. If they can all get along and be on the same page, this thing could turn around a lot quicker than anybody thinks that it could. I think that's a big if, because I've just seen things over the last few years with this organization where they can't stay out of their own way. And that's what worries me. I hope I'm wrong, but that's what worries me.
First off, let's don't credit Borgonzi for winning 3 Super Bowls. He didn't really have anything to do with it. You can be on the staff. You can be on the team.
I'm not going to say he didn't have anything to do with it.
Come on, man.
Okay, then why do you have assistant GMs?
All right, what do you think he did?
He's
part of the organization, won 3 Super Bowls.
He was part of.
But don't say it like he had something to do with it.
But he did. He was a part of the front office that put that team together.
Okay.
If you're saying they don't have anything to do with it, then why do you have them?
Exactly. So, you know, you might put a little input here and there, but he's not responsible for them winning 3 Super Bowls. I mean, he wasn't the guy. You know, I mean, he's on the front office.
Well, Andy Reid is the main catalyst.
Right? So it's not like when I think of the Chiefs Super Bowl, I'm like, oh, Bergonzi's part of it. No, I mean, you the front office, that's fine. You do all that. I get that. She's not going to stay out of the way. She's her father's daughter. It's not going to happen. Yes, these guys are. They're on these front office. They're winners. I get all that. But it's about the now. This football team goes 3-14. Callahan ain't coming back. It should probably fire somebody else too. It's about winning. When's the last time a front office won a football game? Tell me. I'd like to know. When's the last time a front office won a football game? I'll look it up for you. Never. Never done that. Look, we said
you have to put the right pieces on the field, though.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And it takes it takes that front office to put the right pieces together.
And we don't sit here and say, you know, oh, you're the Titans. I'd like them to go 14-3 and go to the Super Bowl. I'd like to go to the Super Bowl. I think it'd be great. I saw what happened to the city in 99 and 2000 and 02 and 2019 when this team gets to the playoffs and does things. I've seen it in 2021 when they're the talk of the league. It's great. It's great. How soon can they get back there? I think it's going to be a while. But they're starting the process. They're a lot better off on May 13th than they were April 13th. I'll give them that.
And yeah, and they're a lot better off on May 13th, 2025 than they were on May 13th, 2024.
Absolutely.
I mean, I you know, and look, I think they have better people in charge. Chad Brinker is still going to have to earn some things with me, and I think he – with everybody, not just with me, but I think he knows that. I don't think he's hiding from that.
Right.
And so there's that. I like Borgonzi. He seems like a football guy. He seems like a general manager. He seems like somebody that knows what he's doing. And then, as Adam said, they've brought in these other guys that have won in the past. If that all can come together, what I think needs to happen, whether it does or not, what needs to happen is they need to have this turnaround in 2 years. Whether they can do that or not, time will tell. To your point, if they have a miracle season this year, and they go 14-3 and are in the not even in the Super Bowl, but make a run.
Yeah.
So get to the divisional round. If they did that this year, I'd throw the parade on Broadway.
Would you?
Yeah. I think everybody would be excited about that because it's unexpected.
Oh, absolutely it is.
Because, you know, and what would be even more ironic is we had the hockey team where we expected them to make the playoffs and they didn't, and then we had the football team where we didn't expect them to make the playoffs and they do.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
So with the team they put on the field, are all 11 offensive starters already penciled in?
That's a great question.
Yes.
I would say yes, yeah. I mean, well, the only – you may have a question at center. Is Cushenberry going to be available?
But if he's healthy, he's in.
Right.
Okay.
I think you got the rest of the line figured out.
That's five.
I think tight end is still a question mark.
Okay.
I don't think tight end's decided. And I don't think all the wide receivers. Like, Ridley's going to start, but, I mean, is Lockett to me is not a number two. He's really a number three. So who's the number two?
I think Van Jefferson. But say they go –
I don't like that.
Say they go the three wide, one running back, and one tight end. So they have Ridley, I think Lockett, and I think Van Jefferson. Right now, I mean, that's their guys. Paul in the backfield. That's five, six. Am I leaving out a tight end, an extra tight end?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it depends. Are you going to have two tight ends or an H-back or –
Then it is. I think, you know, John McClain was singing his praises last week. Gunnar Helm.
I think Gunnar Helm. Yeah. I mean, I think what they hope is going to happen is Gunnar Helm becomes the starting tight end.
Yep. As well. Now, defense, you got me lost there. I mean, here are the linebackers.
Yeah. I mean, you got Simmons,
Sweat.
The Sweat at nose.
You got the UCLA guy's got to go, he's got to start. Game one. I can't pronounce his name.
Oladejo.
Oladejo, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of your – I mean, Arden Key probably is the other one.
Who was terrible, but yeah.
See, he's not terrible, but he's not elite. And he's not great.
He likes to run his mouth.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are the linebackers?
Inside?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Because they shipped one off.
Dr. Crane and David Jenkins.
Jake Wallman getting that linebacker position.
Yeah. I had a career high 8 tackles, baby. We're good. I'm ready.
They shipped Kenneth Murray off to Dallas, right? So that's why I wanted to draft the guy from South Carolina.
Well,
Demetrius Knight.
Well, here's the other one that we haven't mentioned. Is Cedric Gray going to be a factor at all? They drafted him last year. He was basically hurt. Second year out of North Carolina. I think they need Cedric Gray to be something.
We spent a lot of time hyping him up, and he did nothing.
They brought in, you know, Otis Reese has been around.
Sitting on the dock of the bench. right.
That was good.
Thank you. I'm here till 3.
They brought up Cody Barton, brought him in. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. And then corner. I mean, I don't think corner is completely decided either. I mean, you got Baker and Brownlee, the law office there. And then
Ladarius Sneed.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen there. Gabe Judy Lally out of the University of Tennessee.
You love they that brought guy. Back him.
I just like saying his name. Roger McCreary. So,
how many times has a coach said to Gabe Judy Lally, stop lollygagging?
I don't know.
I would do it all the time.
Why don't you find out?
I'm on it right now, man.
What goes on up there, Joe?
Not a whole I've lot. Been asking myself that for 13 years.
I'm happy, though.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
I'm happy in a little world.
615-737-1025. That's our phone. Text line driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. Skyler says, Arden Key effing sucks. Except he didn't say effing.
Hey, Dad, will you explain the ESPN app? Because I keep sitting at looking at it. Is there something during the next break? Are we going to talk about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can do that.
Okay.
ESPN's made an announcement. I'm very intrigued.
Okay, I like this.
I'm intrigued. We will do that. Coming up next, it's Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Knoxville zone, or right outside of Knoxville, I guess.
Give him Knoxville. That's all right.
Kenny Chesney, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday, 615-737-1025. I'm definitely looking, like I'm looking through trying to find schedule leaks now.
I keep refreshing you know who.
Adam Schefter?
No, the Unathletic. Rick Merritt.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that report about that he had that the Titans are going to they're going to play both at Nissan Stadium
and on
and
the
then
road.
On the road this year. That was.
I mean, right? I mean, where are you going to get that other kind of information? I mean,
and 17 games.
17 games.
Yeah.
Either 8 or 9 at home or away. Right. I mean, it's like that's why I follow the guy. I mean, he's one of the best.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL. He also did this great breakdown on that all 32 teams play 17 games.
Crazy, right? By the way, you two did a great job calling Steeplechase on Saturday.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Really good.
Really really was cheering for those horses.
Drink water. That was the one water. That came through. Proud of you guys are great.
Butter squash.
Yes.
Let's go to Grant. He wants to talk linebackers. Grant, what's up?
Hey, I just thought I'd ask you, do you think the Titans will sign one of the free agent linebackers still left out there, like C.J. Mosley, or you think that David Jabinta from University of Texas has a shot at making the 53-man roster?
By the way, Grant, love your voice, man. You ever do radio?
No. But, you know, there's always an option, you know.
Not here, but thanks.
Thanks a lot, guys. You know, this is the last time I call in.
Okay. Get out of here, Grant.
Just kidding. Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it.
Love the voice.
I don't know. I mean, there are some free agent options out there, especially pass rushers. I mean, maybe I could see some of those guys if when camp opens up, if they're still there, then yeah, maybe.
That's why I wanted the guy from South Carolina. I think it was Demetrius Knight.
Yeah,
I mean, the
I liked
guy,
him too.
Just a headhunter. But look, if Borgonzi and these guys are as good as they claim to be, they'll find a linebacker. But I think C.J. Mosley might be not like he.
Yeah,
used
aren't
to be.
Isn't like Preston Smith or Za'Darius Smith? Like, aren't they still out there? And I mean, they're
could be. Yep.
You know, they're past their prime. I mean, it has to be like for me, and I do like this strategy. You know, the Titans have said that they want to build through the draft and with young guys. They've brought in the undrafted guys too, which you don't expect much from, except for maybe Restrepo. But that's – so roll with that. You know, see what you got in the young guys.
We had this debate one day about who was the Titans' best middle linebacker since they've been here. I mean, Randall Godfrey got a lot of good votes, but was there one – am I
what did you consider
one?
Bullock?
Outside.
You consider him more outside
yeah,
than
yeah. I mean,
a 3-4.
True
but
inside.
He wasn't like.
He was all over the place.
Yeah.
God, he was so good.
A
true inside linebacker.
Steven Tulloch?
Tulloch was pretty good.
Yeah.
Wanted to fight me, but he's pretty good. Who else? Am we missing somebody? I mean, who was the line? Rashawn Evans was terrible. Who was the linebacker in 19, 20, and 21, the middle linebacker?
Jake and I are back here saying Wesley Woodyard.
He was good, but I think he was like more known for his special teams.
It wasn't bad. Anything. He had that awful penalty.
Avery Williamson wasn't terrible.
And he got the big contract with the Jets.
Yeah.
Woodyard had the penalty against the Jags, the boneheaded penalty that cost him the game, which was terrible. In 18, I think it was. But it was, I mean, he was serviceable. That's a good one. But like a true elite inside linebacker that the Tennessee Titans have had, and I cannot remember. Hell, I've covered the teams that showed up here, and I can't remember one.
Was Al Smith an inside linebacker back in the day?
He was.
Yeah,
good.
The Oilers.
Al Smith, yeah. Damn good.
I don't know, man. That's a really good.
Joe Bowden was good. That's Oilers team when they showed up here. But I'm trying to think who was inside linebacker who just knocked your head off, and I can't think of one. Why is this so hard? I mean, Rocky Boyman was okay.
Yeah. I mean, but see, Keith kind of falls in because he was just kind of everywhere.
Right.
I mean, he's just listed, I guess, as linebacker.
Yeah, he was.
But I mean, he played kind of both. I guess he was more the right side. But that was also the 3-4 or the 4-3.
I'm leaving somebody out there. I don't know. But all right, so explain the ESPN app, please.
Yes. So thank ESPN you. Made this announcement today, and of course I closed it. But basically they're going to have a new direct to consumer app that is going to take all of their networks, all of the ESPN Plus streaming stuff, and put it all in one place on this new ESPN app. And it's a subscription that you can play. You can pay $30 a month or $300 a year and get everything. And so you don't need cable anymore. You can just watch it all through your app. And, you know, it's kind of the direction that a lot of these networks are going. It's part of the cord cutting thing. I think this is going to be a game changer because, like, for me, you know, one of the reasons that I've, you know, still kept some sort of cable is mainly so I can watch, you know, all these college football games and hockey games and, you know, baseball and NFL and with ESPN, you know, doing that. I'd have to put a pencil to it, but I think with some of the other apps I have, it might make sense that I'd be able to cut it all.
Can you?
To cut the cable, I mean.
Can you use that subscription, the app, to go to your TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, you'd have to have a smart TV, but yeah.
Okay. We don't have a smart owner.
I can help you.
But, no, I like that. Give me 30. I'm all about college football, all about that. And if they're going to give me all that, I'm on it, man.
ESPN chairman Jimmy Pitaro said, quote, "We are providing everything ESPN has to offer directly to our fans and all in one place. As we thought about the name, we kept returning to the fact that across every generation, ESPN is the most trusted, loved, and recognized name in sports, and that we should keep it simple and double down on the power of ESPN. Our straightforward approach to name and pricing will help fans cut through the clutter and provide them compelling options to access all of our content within the enhanced ESPN app. It will be the ultimate sports destination for personalized experiences and features. And on top of that, they'll be able to choose to bundle ESPN with the industry-leading Disney Plus and Hulu streaming services." So, like, there's an ESPN, there's a Disney bundle now that's Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. You can also get that with this new ESPN app.
Okay, I'm all board.
I'm with it.
30 bucks? Yeah. Give me
30 a month. You cut cable.
Do I get your ESPN Plus too?
Yes.
I'm on it. That way I can watch.
You can watch the SEC Network, the ACC Network, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN 8.
Eastern Kentucky?
They're
on ESPN Plus all the time.
You can watch them.
Yeah.
You got it all.
I love it.
So, I mean, I think, and this is where the world's been going this direction.
Mm-hmm.
But so now you got to – so, like, let's say you want to watch the NFL, all right, and you want to watch every NFL game that is offered. You'll have to get this app if you don't have cable. You'll need Peacock for NBC, Amazon, Netflix, maybe NFL Plus for the NFL Network, Paramount Plus, whatever Fox has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so it might work its way back to being the same price, but I still think a lot of people are going to do it.
Pony up, baby.
Yeah, but that's just where it's a la carte. Which, by the way, David right Thornton now. Gets a vote. Peter Sermon
wasn't bad. There has not been a true outstanding middle linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. One that's been recognized as all pro. One that's just been amazing, like you thought. Because if it's taken this long to come up with one, then no.
Andrew from Dover said, Titans could always call the freak. He looked like he had some games left in him. He does look good.
Does he not?
He looks really good. He's thin.
That dude.
Brian Arakpo, wasn't he more outside, though?
He was.
Yeah. David Long Jr., he wasn't bad, but he wasn't like
soft
elite, according to
probably Playboy. Not.
Mike goes, here's a guy from South Carolina who's available, Jadeveon Clowney. We've tried that before. It didn't work.
Yeah, we're good on that. But no, middle arm, I don't know with all that. Now, we have a board in the studio that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So the last part of that board I'm interested in.
The last one?
Because it's a huge conspiracy.
Okay. There was a conversation that I heard on DVD earlier today that I found fascinating, talking about the draft lottery, because Preds fans are still irritated by it. And it happened again last night.
Yes.
And there's a huge conspiracy with it. We will discuss that coming up next. Yep. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday. Little Otis Redding for you. Of course, we referenced this earlier.
Right.
The NBA draft lottery was last night, and the Dallas Mavericks get the number one overall pick, and everybody's calling conspiracy because it was a big jump for them. They had traded Luka to the Lakers, and so I've read, it's this, you know, the NBA orchestrated that trade and then said, hey, we'll hook you up with Cooper Flagg and the number one overall pick and all that stuff. You love a good conspiracy theory, don't you?
Well, I'm old school, so it goes back to Pat Ewing and the New York Knicks in 1985 when they, same thing, the Knicks were terrible and they got Pat Ewing in the lottery, shouldn't have got him, and then boom. That turned that franchise around. So I love all this. Yeah.
And great. Then in the NHL draft lottery, you know, the Predators, of course, had a top three pick. They move back to five. The New York Islanders take the number one overall pick, moving up 10 spots to get that. And so the question is, and I heard Willie and Adam talking about this earlier today, of is there a better system than the current systems in the NBA and MLB and the NHL with the draft lottery? Is it better to just go to the NFL system where the worst team gets the number one overall pick?
Yes.
You think do that.
It's easier. You earned it. Now, was the point of the draft lottery to make sure teams do not tank?
Yes. It's to help prevent that, but also at the same time, you know, you have if you are the worst team, you have a better chance of winning the lottery. But it also is to create, you know, more competition and what's the word they always like to use?
Parity.
Yeah, create parity. So I mean, you know, with covering the Predators and doing that show, I was like, I hate this system because the Preds got screwed.
Yeah.
If they got the number one overall pick, I'd have been like, I love this system. It's great.
Well done.
You know, if the NFL had a draft lottery, I mean, the chances are the Titans don't get the number one overall pick.
Right. You're right.
You know, so it could have been something different. So I heard Adam reference something known as the Gold Plan, which is something that the Professional Women's Hockey League, the PWHL, has adopted. And the Gold Plan was proposed in the late 2000s by statistician Adam Gold. And it's basically known as draft order of selection by mathematical elimination.
Huh? I'm already out.
All right. No, yeah, I think you'll like it. So basically what it is, as a team is mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. So let's say the Predators, when they found out they were eliminated from the playoffs, they still get points, right, yeah, in the standings. And in the NHL, it's 2 points for a win, 1 point for an overtime loss, no points for a loss.
Okay.
All right. So once a team is mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, it begins earning draft order points in all subsequent games, including all regular season games that begin following a team's elimination. Using the standard point system that the league uses, that in this case awards 3 points for a win, 2 points for an overtime loss, 1 point for an overtime or shootout loss, and 0 points for a regulation loss. The team with the most draft order points at the conclusion of the regular season will earn the first selection in each round of the draft. The non-playoff team with the fewest draft order points will select second in each round of the draft.
Not bad.
So I'm intrigued by that if they went to some sort of system like that where there's still incentive to play. There's not an incentive to tank. I mean, you get rid of tanking like that if you do something like that, where it's like, okay, you want to go out and win these games because if you have the most points, and like you think about it, the Preds go on some sort of run, which they kind of did, you know, for a minute there, then they could accumulate more points and then they get the number one pick.
All right, I can see that.
I think that fixes a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, so you accumulate the points, keep winning. Yeah, all right.
I don't think it's not perfect by any means because – you know, again, what if you go on a run?
Well, not like all seven teams get eliminated at the same time.
No, right. So for instance, and Adam and Willie pointed this out, I think Chicago was eliminated like 2 weeks before the Predators were. So at that point, they start accumulating these points. Then the Preds get eliminated. Well, they got to catch up. But, you know, Chicago could then lose six in a row and the Preds win six in a row. Okay. And obviously would catch some points. So I think I would definitely study it if I'm, you know, especially the NHL, because it could create some interesting competition. And if you're a team like the Predators and you're a fan of the Predators where it's like, hey, you've been done 2 months before the season ends, at least you get something intriguing to watch and play for.
I could be on board with that. It's a lot of watching these games that you don't want to watch to see if they've gotten the points. So, yeah, anything that keeps you interested in it, I think, is a good thing.
Justin in Greenbrier says, down with the lottery. It's the worst possible way to decide draft order. The Preds had a season where they were fighting hard the whole way through, only to come up short. At minimum, they should have gotten the third pick. Instead, you have a stupid ping pong ball screw you out of two draft spots. I would agree with that.
Okay.
Kevin says, you can't tell me the NBA draft ain't rigged. Every big organization has behind-the-scenes stuff going on. The NFL, the NBA, MLB, NHL ain't no different. Money talks, Kevin in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, Charlotte Hornets aren't getting that pick. They're not.
No. Ron says, I think they should do the lottery every year before the season starts so that every team already knows what number they will be picking in the draft regardless of the record. And then you could start wheeling and dealing your position and draft all year.
What?
I don't know how you figure that out.
I don't know either.
Are you just saying randomly throw every team into a in draw? Just
yeah,
do it by
right.
A draw? Okay, would you hate that?
No, I do hate that. Let the season play out.
I mean, then it's kind of like what's – yeah, I mean –
watch the Chiefs get the number one pick. You know, I was like,
right.
No.
Yeah. I just don't like leaving a lot of things to chance.
No, I think it's a way – I'm not a fan of it at all. And obviously nobody else is either.
Neely says, I like the system in soccer over in Europe where the last place team gets bumped to the minor leagues. If in the first place, minor league team gets bumped to the pros. What do they call that? Relegation.
Yes, relegation. And promotion.
Talking Caltro.
You got that right, Joe. I'll send it to you when it's out.
When does the new one drop?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a press conference that's already happened today. So
cool. And where can I get that?
At the Game Nashville Sports Network podcast.
Love it.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job with it.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Lauren says, to discourage tanking and eliminate the lottery, you can change the system to make your draft position for the upcoming draft based on the results of another team that you were paired with at the beginning of the year. The pairing is based on the final standings from the previous year. Huh?
Exactly.
Huh?
Jesus.
Yeah.
To make your drafts. You lost me on that one.
I don't get it either.
But look, I think we can all agree that the system probably needs some tweaking.
Yes.
Especially when you have, but I mean the way the system is doing what it's supposed to do, the way it is currently set up.
So three teams had a 14% chance last night, and the Mavericks had 1.8%,
and they got it. And they got it. So yeah. You basically had that in both the NHL and the NBA.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan at all.
Sure.
Well, there
you go. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. It is Chasing Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on this Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Nashville's best deal of the week is Bavarian Beer House, conveniently located at Opry Mills Mall. Enjoy beer, food, music, and fun at Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, where it's Oktoberfest every day. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals to get a $50 gift card for only $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last. Chase and Big Joe, again, we're back at our normal time. It's starting at 9 tomorrow, but we'll go to noon. DVD will follow with Willie and D-Mace from noon until 3. Before that, Adam joins Robbie on his show, and then Rex Road and Kuharski will do 3 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. So looking forward to that. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. Wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Just visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list, we have cough drop day. So if your throat's feeling a little scratchy, grab one of them.
Probably need a couple of those, yeah.
Frog jumping day. Nice. You could look at it as like parkouring in a roundabout way.
Is it still true if a frog pees on you, it gives you a wart?
Never heard of that.
Okay.
Joe.
Never heard of that either.
I was told that. Is it old wives' tale?
I think if a jellyfish pees on you, the sting goes away.
Hey, he's from Antioch.
Oh.
Jellyfish. Yep.
How about that?
He's on tour with Post Malone right now.
Oh, good to know.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. Same
I wonder
guy.
If he likes eating hummus, because today is International Day of Hummus.
Probably not.
I mean, you never know. He probably has some people that, you know, follow him along. They're called groupies. Wonder if a leprechaun follows him. It's Leprechaun Day. How about that?
Hey, how about that leprechaun?
What about groupies?
I'm just saying, they could be like leprechauns. They just appear everywhere.
We have a groupie. His name's Gator Mike.
He does.
And Clay.
And Clay. We need better groupies.
Next one is National Apple Pie Day. Delicious.
Awesome apple pie.
National Fruit Cocktail Day, Joe. How about that?
What do you look at me for that or that?
Well, because
I don't make fruit cocktails.
No, but you were a bartender back in the day.
I know fruits and cocktails, but I don't know a fruit cocktail.
I like the movie Cocktail.
Right. By the way, that movie Cocktail, the twins in that movie would be 37 years old. That's you.
They're my age?
That's you.
Wow.
You're the cocktail twin.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. That's your age. All right, sorry.
Don't tell my secret.
All right, next we have Sex Differences and Health Awareness Day.
Excuse me? Six?
No. The sex differences in Health Awareness Day for like the actual female and male, all that.
May I remind you, family show.
It is the scientific name. I'm just going by that.
Okay.
Top Gun Day is today. So there's.
Talk to me, Goose.
Yep. Tulip Day. How about that? There are a lot of flower days this week. I don't know what that about. But
how about that?
I'm just
saying. Hey, how about them tulips? Ain't she something? And, how about that Phyllis Diller? Ain't she something?
Last one of this is World Cocktail Day. So,
God, you're ready to drink, aren't you?
I mean, today is Connor Newt's 21st birthday.
I was just about to say, Mr. Speaker, he is truly of age today. Happy birthday to Connor Newt.
Legal Eagle. O'Doul's on me tonight, buddy. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Our first birthday, he was the wolf in Pulp Fiction, actor Harvey Keitel.
Oh,
76.
Wow. Okay.
Stevie Wonder. The great, talented Stevie Wonder.
76.
80.
75. Chaser on the board. Next up is, hate this guy. Stephen Colbert. Today's his birthday.
Oh, what unfunny thing does he have to say today? 52. 50.
61. Well, down the list here. Who is this?
He ruined that show.
He's terrible. He's not funny at all. Singer Darius Rucker has Dr. Crane refers to him as Hootie.
Which he doesn't like. Which
he does not like. He will fight you.
Didn't we just have his birthday?
No, it was the Blowfish, I think, that were it was their birthday. No, we talked about this.
I know, we did.
Oh,
I just love you. I just Darius Rucker, 62.
65.
59.
Just missed it.
Lena Dunham from the TV show Girls on HBO. It's very popular at one time, I'm gathering here.
42.
44.
39. The actor that played the vampire in Twilight, Robert Pattinson. It was in that awful Batman movie a few years ago.
Actually, I thought it was pretty good.
Awful. Let's get that debate.
39.
41.
He's 39. Chase, your nose is awful actors and awful movies. Going down here. See what else we got here. Chase is up 3-0, by the way. Actress Zoe Wanamaker. She was in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Is that the first one?
You asking the wrong guy.
Is that the first one?
I think it's the first one.
What does she do?
Actress Zoe Wanamaker, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
64. I don't know. I don't even know.
38.
77.
Okay, well.
Going on a few more here. You guys doing okay today? Good. Good to see you. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to find birthdays that are relevant. Bass player Mickey Madden of Maroon 5.
42.
44.
46. Dr. Crane's on the board. All right. It is now 3-1. Here we go. Sports birthdays. Dennis Rodman.
Ah. 63.
65.
64. It's a push. It's a push. Sean McDonough. No kin to H.I. McDonough.
Sean McDonough, like the commentator?
Yes, sir.
51.
56.
63.
Wow.
Chris Washburn, basketball player, NC State, one of the highest recruited players of all time. Chris Washburn. If you know about basketball and college basketball, you know Chris Washburn.
Chris Washburn. I don't know. 47.
55.
60. Nashville guy now, Barry Zito.
47.
53.
47, exactly. Chase up 5-1. Down the last two. Mike Bibby led Arizona to a national championship back in the day.
He's a coach now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the team that Shaq's the GM for, I think. Sacramento State or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. 53.
46. 47. Dr. Crane, you were in striking range, but no more. And finally, our final birthday, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu.
38. 34. 33.
Dr. Crane, with the comeback, loses 5-3.
Well, still, it was a valiant effort.
It was, man.
Thank you very much.
That was going to do it for us. Thanks for hanging out and participating. Of course, we are back at it tomorrow at 9. Here on these airwaves.
We are. As we leave our show all the time, the message that whether we're on at 6, 9, noon, or 3, it's our message to our guys out there. If you are struggling and going through anything, any kind of problem, please reach out. Talk to somebody. You'll feel so much better. If you have nobody to talk to, you can call us. We're always here for you. Or on your phone, you can call or text 988. Somebody is always there to talk to you. And I tell you, every day, our world is a better place because you are here. Know that. And if something happened to you, you'd be tremendously missed. That's why we tell you every time that you are tremendously loved. Remember this. We love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Jake Lyman and D-Mace coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.